height, slim, well-built, with beautiful dark eyes and dark brown hair. Soon he sank into deep thought, or, more accurately speaking, into a complete blankness of mind. He walked along, not observing what was about him and not caring to observe it. From time to time he would mutter something, from the habit of talking to himself to which he had just confessed. At these moments he would become conscious that his ideas were sometimes in a tangle, and that he was very weak. For 2 days he had scarcely tasted food. He was so badly dressed that even a man accustomed to shabbiness would have been ashamed to be seen in the street in such rags. In that quarter of the town, however, scarcely any shortcoming in dress would have created surprise. Owing to the proximity of the Haymarket, the number of establishments of bad character, the preponderance of the trading and working-class population crowded in these streets and alleys in the heart of Petersburg, types so various were to be seen in the streets that no figure, however queer, would have caused surprise. But there was such accumulated bitterness and contempt in the young man's heart that in spite of all the fastidiousness of youth, he minded his rags least of all in the street. It was a different matter when he met with acquaintances or with former fellow students, whom indeed he disliked meeting at any time. And yet when a drunken man, who for some unknown reason was